Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy is one of our top social media experts in the Brain Trust. She is a marketing specialist, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's been joining us now for a while, talking to us about the different elements, the different aspects of getting your best foot forward out there in the marketplace, using the various forms of online marketing and including social media. And today we're going to talk about YouTube, I think. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here with you.
Good to have you back. So YouTube, huh? You like YouTube?
Well, I think that people need to understand the power of YouTube today. It is a powerful search engine, and it's the number two search engine to Google. And funny thing, it's owned by Google. But
yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. But understanding it as a search engine kind of shifts the mindset a little bit about a platform that's hosting your videos.
Mm-hmm. But
they have over 2 billion views per day.
Wow.
So people are going to YouTube to search for solutions and answers to problems.
Well, and it's just
how-to videos.
When you combine that platform, and that's what it is, it's a video or audio. See, I have a Kathy.
Yep.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you're up on YouTube, and your visits with me, some of them are up on YouTube in audio. We post audio to YouTube.
Right.
And people go there, and the good thing about it is, I mean, even though those same interviews are available on your website, they're available on my website and other places where we post our stuff, people find us on YouTube, and so it's a good thing. But back to the video part, this is such a powerful medium these days. You and I've talked about video before. And when you combine this platform, the ease of posting to that platform and the power of it, as you say, when you combine that with the video technology, that's how inexpensive it is and how easy it is to produce. And the fact that the best YouTube videos are the shortest ones. So good for you, small business owner. You don't have to write a long script to be successful with this, right?
No. And, you know, it's funny because if it's longer than 30 seconds, it's almost too long, you know. So
oh, now, come
really
on. Come on, Kathy. Come on, Kathy. Give me a break here. Not 30 seconds.
Well, you know, it depends on what the purpose is. Now,
right.
There's a strategy around using videos. And so, you know, they want to create their channel. And a lot of people don't even know they can have their own channel. And so every business person can have their own channel for
mm-hmm.
their business
mm-hmm.
and have it have their own little look and feel. I mean, the bad thing is YouTube doesn't give you a whole lot of leeway there, but at least, you know, making it your own channel with your own look and feel and having your videos and then even favorites of other industry videos that might be
right.
beneficial.
And the thing is it's like it's think of it the way you think of local search, too. Don't think of YouTube as the whole world that you've got to compete with. Think of YouTube as just just something that makes it extra content, extra connection available or possible
right.
between you and your little world.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's also a community. It is a social network. So you can add friends and subscribers to
right.
interact with.
Right. And people comment on
people
comment on the videos and they recommend it to people and so if you're in the heating and air conditioning business, put up a little video about the benefits of cleaning filters and screens and different things about the weather changing. If you're
well, you know, how-to videos are so popular.
Yep.
You know, and a local business, if they can show before and after pictures of things that they've done, they're very powerful as well.
Well, and see, the thing is, back to the micro part, the local part, Kathy, you do one video on how to install something, how to use it, something better, how to get more out of a product or a new thing that's out. Whatever it is, you know, even if it's just 1 minute or you know, whatever, you put that up on Twitter, you put that up on your Facebook page, you email it, you send an email to your customers and say, hey, I got a new video, click here. And you've gone viral in your own little community.
That's right. It definitely helps. I think I mentioned my friend who is the carpet cleaner, and he does before and after, and everything he does, you know.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, the following.
Well, and it's the thing, it's back to what we've talked about, Kathy. It's people don't want you to market to them anymore as much as they want you to connect with them. And
absolutely.
Don't want you to sell to them. They want you to be relevant to them, don't they?
Right. And it doesn't have to be in studio professional videos. People enjoy a homegrown video of somebody sharing something without it being, you know, like look like a slick video job.
In fact, if you're not a professional videographer, the grainier and the ruder, almost the better, isn't it?
It's surprising, but it tends to not matter at all, and sometimes even helps.
Yeah, look at Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary's a friend of ours, and I had him on the show when he was before everybody knew who he was. And some of his videos, I mean, this guy's, there's no telling how many people watch his videos, and they're some of the worst quality videos you'll ever see.
That's true.
Not the content, but the quality of the video is, the sound is bad,
right.
And the picture's grainy, but yet he's a personality, and so it comes across. So when we come back after these messages, we're going to take a quick break, Kathy, and we'll come back. You're going to help us. We're going to go get into the weeds just a little bit. We're going to get into the details about how you actually do this. And, Kathy, give us your website, please.
It's www.kathyperry.com.
That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.